So the disciples of Jesus, the preachers, priests, bishops of the church, at least the preachers of Jesus' day, were to go about preaching without any money, without a second tunic. They were to not to go from house to house partying and doing things that would bring the attention to themselves or respect or privilege or money or self-interest or self-gain focus to themselves. They're supposed to just preach the gospel at no cost and let the gospel be attractive. If a preacher is preaching for his own gain, for his own celebrity, for his own self-focus, they're not going to listen to the gospel. The people are going to reject it and laugh or mock or be leave or be scorn the preacher. So with this, without self-interest, that's the goal as we preach, setting good example, striving to set good example, preaching the truth, praying for the grace to just have God's words come out and not the human words. So we always pray for that grace, and we can always trust that God will say, we're going to be human, we're going to talk with our tone of voice, we're going to talk with our flavor, our accent, and God wants that, but he'll still get his message through if we pray for that grace for the people that God touches the hearts of men and women throughout the world. And self-gain is the worst. It's charity. We're preaching for charity. We're thinking of the good of others instead of self-gain. This is the goal. And it's all about good example. All about again example, not just the priests, but it's the everyone needing to set good examples by preach the gospel by setting good example. And people know that. And the best thing is self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice and charity. These are the best, most attractive ways of spreading the gospel.